This is Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! Now let's sing Come and Go with Me. Do you ever invite anyone to go to church with you? Well, it talks about come and go with me to my Father's house. Today, get a clean sheet of paper, and on top of the page, write Wilderness Journey Ends. Write your memory verse and today's date. At the bottom of the page, write number 15. After the story, draw a picture of the story and add it to your storybook. Benjamin, would you say our memory verse for the boys and girls?
There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
Good job. What's that I hear? Shh. Listen. What is it? It's getting louder. Do you hear what I hear? What is it?
It's the gospel train!
Well, let's all hurry and get on board. Israel needed to learn to obey God and trust God. King Arad, ruler of the Negev, heard the children of Israel were coming, and he sent men to attack Israel and even took some of the Israelite men as prisoners. As usual, Israel called upon the Lord and made promises to him.
If you would help us defeat these Canaanites, we would utterly destroy their cities.
The Lord granted their request, but soon afterward the children of Israel began to complain again.
Why have you brought us from Egypt to die in this wilderness? We're tired of eating this manna from heaven.
Because of their complaining, the Lord sent poisonous snakes to their camp, and many people died from the snake bites. Soon the people cried to Moses.
We have sinned. We're sorry. We complain against you and our Lord.
Moses prayed to the Lord, and the Lord gave him instructions.
Make a bronze snake and place it on a pole. Anyone who gets bitten by a snake can live if he looks at the bronze snake on the pole. For all those who look at the pole and believe, they will live. For those who don't, they will die.
And just like Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, Jesus was lifted up on the cross. And you can read about it right before you read about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Madeline and Clara are going to sing about God's love.
I thank Lord for all you've done. I don't deserve your love. When I was lost, you saw my need and left your home above. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because of Calvary. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because of Calvary. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Everything to me.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son to die on Calvary's tree. From sin to set me free. Someday he's coming back. What glory that will be! Wonderful his love to me.
The children of Israel traveled on out of the wilderness toward Canaan, and they camped near the Arnon River, and that set the border of the Amorites and the Moabites. And it was there that Israel was finally out of the wilderness. They traveled on to the valley below Mount Pisgah, and it was there that Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, asking him a favor.
Let us pass through your land. We will stay on the king's highway road and not go in your fields or your vineyards or drink any of your water from your wells.
Oh, but King Sihon refused. He showed Israel no mercy.
No way!
Moses sent spies out, and Israel then conquered the area and drove the Amorites out. Then they traveled north to Bashan, and there was King Og. He came out to fight with them. But the Lord had something to say about that.
Do not fear him. I have already given you victory over him, his people, and the land. Remember what you did to King Sihon. I'll do to King Og what I did to King Sihon.
And it happened just like the Lord said. Then Israel camped at the plains of Moab. Moab's king Balak became afraid because he knew what Israel had just done to King Og and King Sihon. King Balak sent messengers to a prophet named Balaam. He wanted him to come and curse or speak evil over Israel so that bad things would happen to them.
The king will give you honor and wealth if you come with us.
Balaam asked the Lord what to do.
Who are these men who are in your house?
They are messengers from King Balak. He wants me to curse this multitude camped near him who have traveled from Egypt. He knows in his own power he cannot defeat them.
I have blessed the people he wants you to curse. Do not go with these men.
Men, I cannot go with you.
The king will give you honor and wealth if you come with us.
I will not go with you for any price, because the Lord has not given me permission. But stay tonight, and I will tell you in the morning what the Lord says.
Go with the messengers, but speak only what I tell you.
The next morning, Balaam and the men headed out. But while they were riding, Balaam's donkey became frightened and ran off the road and stopped between two stone walls and hurt Balaam's foot.
I am so angry with you. I'm going to give you a good beating.
Balaam hit the donkey. Tried to force the little donkey to go back on the road. but the place was so narrow. There was no place for the little donkey to go. Either right or left. So the little donkey just lay down in the road with Balaam on top of her. Balaam was so angry.
I would kill you if I had a sword.
And then, would you believe it? That little donkey began to talk just like a person.
What have I done to cause you to hit me?
Because you did not obey me.
You would have thought that would have shocked Balaam, but he was so angry it didn't even shock him. He was having a conversation with a little donkey.
You have ridden me all your life. Haven't I always obeyed you?
You have been a good donkey, but why aren't you obeying me today?
Then suddenly, Balaam saw why his little donkey did not go forward. An angel was standing in the road with his sword drawn. Balaam fell to the ground.
Why did you strike your donkey 3 times? You are about to be destroyed, and I am trying to stop you. Your donkey saw me 3 times and turned away from me, or I would have killed you, but I would have spared your donkey.
I have sinned. I did not realize that you were standing there to stop me. I will go home if you do not want me to go.
Go with the messengers, but speak only what I tell you.
So Balaam traveled on. Balak had become so impatient because Balaam was not there. Oh, he was so ill.
What in the world took you so long?
He was tired of waiting on Balaam.
I have come, but I can only speak what the Lord tells me to speak.
The next morning, Balak took Balaam to a high place where he could see the multitude.
Build 7 altars right here, and we will offer sacrifice. I am going the distance to meet with the Lord, and I will tell you what he says.
When Balaam returned to Balak, he spoke these words.
From the land of Aram, from the eastern mountains, King Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me. Come curse Jacob for me. Come and condemn Israel. How can I curse whom God has not cursed? How can I condemn whom God has not condemned? From the mountaintops I see them, and from the hills I behold them. The people live alone, for they mingle not with other nations. Who can count the people of Israel? Or even a fourth of Jacob's children. Let me die like the righteous. Let my end be like his.
I brought you here to curse my enemies. Now you have blessed them. What have you done to me?
I can only say what the Lord tells me.
Let us go to another place and try this again.
Build 7 altars again and offer more sacrifices.
Again, Balaam could not speak evil against Israel. King Balak was furious.
I've brought you here to put a curse on these people, but you have blessed him 3 times. Go home!
Okay, I will go home, but first let me tell you what Israel will do to you one day. A star shall come from Jacob, a ruler shall rise from Israel. He will crush the people of Moab. Jacob shall have dominion over many cities. When God does this, who can live?
Balaam and Balak went to their homes, but that's not the end of the story. Balak's people, the Moabites, knew they could not defeat Israel, but they could tempt them to do wrong, and then they would turn away from the true and living God, and he would be so angry with Israel, and he would punish them. So some of the women of Moab went to tempt the men of Israel to commit immorality. That's a sin. God wanted his people to be pure people, keep his commandments, and obey him, but they didn't. Immorality means these women tempted the men of Israel to turn aside from the commandments of the Lord. Those commandments had been given to Israel at Mount Sinai, and now Israel was going to disobey God and do wrong. These women even encouraged the men of Israel to offer sacrifices to their God and walk away from the true and living God who had brought them out of Egypt. The Lord became so angry with Israel.
Take the leader of each tribe and hang them in broad daylight so that everyone can see them. Then my fierce anger will turn away from these people.
Moses and many of the Israelites were crying at the door of the tabernacle because of this great sin. The Lord was really punishing Israel for their disobedience. 24,000 people died because of this great sin. Then one Israelite man brought one of these Moabite women into the camp so everyone could see him. He even took her into his tent. This was more than Phinehas, Aaron's grandson, could bear. Phinehas saw what he did. He got his spear and went after the man and went after the woman. And then the Lord stopped the plague of death in Israel. Let's have another song. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe.
Show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key, do it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Obedience, obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. We want to live pure, we want to live clean, we want to do our best. Sweetly submitting to authority, leaving to God the rest. Walking in the light, keep our attitudes right. On the narrow way, for if you believe the word you receive, you always will obey. Obedience, obedience is the very best way to show that you.
Moses and Eleazar were instructed to count the people. When all the people were counted, there was not one man alive who was of those who doubted when they went back into the wilderness. All of the generation had died except Joshua and Caleb. In Old Testament times, women had no rights and even property that was to be inherited. If there was not a brother to gain the inheritance, the women got nothing for their family. So now they're about to go into the land of Canaan, and it's going to be divided. And here are five sisters, and they're not going to get anything. So they went to Moses and they said they didn't have any brothers. And they asked Moses for an inheritance because they said our father was to get an inheritance and we don't have brothers and so we want it. Huh. Listen to this. It's so pitiful.
We are all sisters and we do not have any brothers, but we want an inheritance too. Can we have an inheritance?
Moses had never heard of giving an inheritance to a woman, So he asked the Lord,
Daughters of Zelophehad are right. They have no living father, so give them their father's land. Tell Israel, when a man dies who does not have a son, his inheritance will pass to his daughter.
Moses knew that he was getting old.
Go up into the mountain of Abarim and look across the land which I have given to Israel. You will not go into the promised land because you rebelled against me. I told you to speak to the rock and you struck the rock. You did not honor, so you will not go into the promised land.
It almost been like single parenting, but he had been with them. He had nurtured them. He had forgiven them. He had shown them mercy. He had prayed for them. He had been a prime example of a man of integrity just in that one little thing he disobeyed the Lord. But God wants people to obey him in all areas.
O Lord, before I die, will you appoint a new leader for your people Israel?
Take Joshua to Eleazar the priest, and while all the people are watching, put him in charge as leader. The authority that I have given to you, give it to Joshua before all the people. In war and peace, the people must obey me, and I will lead them.
Wow, what a story we have had today. There have been so many things to happen. Now, what are we going to do with what we have learned? I think we're going to be thankful, right? And then we learned their enemies came to fight them, and the people cried to the Lord, and the Lord helped them. Now, what are we going to do with that? I think that we're going to learn to trust God in the good times and in the bad times. Right? Then there was the enemy Balak, who sent for Balaam. Remember? Balaam had the donkey who spoke like a person, but it was that little donkey that saved Balaam's life. So we learn the importance of obeying the Lord the first time he speaks, right? Then we learn that the Lord was angry with Israel because they committed immorality. They did not keep his commandments. So we learn that our God is merciful, but he is also a God of judgment. Our God is not fair, but he is just. And his judgments are true and righteous altogether. Right? And then we learned the Lord showed mercy to these sisters and gave them an inheritance. This was unheard of in Old Testament times. But we can see the mercy of the Lord is extended to men, to women, and boys and girls. Right?
With my mouth.
Well, we learn through these things that God is holy, and He wants His people to be holy. In fact, He said it in the Bible. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." We also learn that He wants us to bring our requests to Him and honor Him in all we say and do, right? Right now, let's bow our heads and close our eyes and pray. Lord Jesus, we learn that the main theme of these stories is to teach us to be holy and to trust in You, believe You, obey You, and I pray that we will do just that. In Jesus' name, amen. What is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye,
Aunt
Dee. Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee's Storytime presentations are non-profit. Groups featured on the program are Cedar Mott Kids, St. John Children's Choir, Agape Music, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.